This coming weekend, leaders of the 15 European Union member states will formalize a law creating a Europe-wide arrest warrant. Up until now, an EU country seeking a suspected criminal in another EU country had to ask for the suspect's formal extradition. Since September 11th, Europeans have become increasingly worried about the lack of cooperation between law enforcement agencies in member states. The new law is designed to address those concerns, as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Nearly every month, police in Western Germany, hot on the trail of a petty criminal or drug dealer, must stop the pursuit at Germany's border with the Netherlands. The suspect can continue on, freely crossing the unrestricted German-Dutch border. But for police, says European security analyst Ulrike Giraud, it's an example of the bureaucratic tangle of European border restrictions.
They have to inform the police of the other country to continue the pursuit. And if they have time, there's cooperation.
So until now, a criminal wanted in, say, Italy, could often find a safe haven in a country like the Netherlands, and Italian police were powerless to force their Dutch counterparts to arrest the suspect. Dr. David Schiller, a terrorism expert and consultant to German police, has been writing about the problem for years.
For decades, people from the ETA, from the Basque terrorist group in Spain, were repeatedly fleeing over to France and seeking political asylum there, or under the pretext of political asylum, escaped extradition from France.
Since 1995, travelers within the European Union have been able to cross borders without being checked for documents. However, says Giraud of the German Council on Foreign Relations, member states fail to anticipate the implications of that decision. And criminals, she says, have had the last laugh.
We have a zone with free movement of person, which is one of the key elements of the European integration. It's one of the basic freedoms, free trade, free movement of persons. And you cannot allow that the free movement of persons, at the end of the story, will serve criminals to escape themselves another corner of the European Union, because there they can't be arrested.
For weeks, Italy has been holding up the agreement to create a Europe-wide arrest warrant. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi dragged his feet on supporting the warrant because, he argued, it should exclude charges of fraud and financial crimes. Berlusconi's critics accused the Prime Minister of protecting his own skin because a company Berlusconi owns is suspected of tax evasion in Spain. But under heavy pressure from his European colleagues, the Italian leader changed his mind. The agreement will allow any EU state to issue a valid Europe-wide arrest warrant against any suspect accused of committing a crime in their country. If a suspect is found hiding in another EU state, that country's law enforcement agents will be required to arrest the suspect. European security expert Giraud says the terrorist attacks in the U.S. hastened the idea.
What the 11th of September events showed is that internal and external security can't be separated any longer.
And as Europe begins to tighten its collective security procedures, member states have also started to crack down on groups suspected of inciting violence abroad. This morning, the German government banned 20 Islamic groups suspected of inciting violence. All the groups are connected to a Cologne-based Muslim cleric, Metin Kaplan, and his organization, Caliphate. Caliphate's stated aim is to establish an Islamic theocracy in Turkey. His group hasn't been connected to the September 11 hijackers, but some members of Caliphate have been accused of attending Al-Qaeda-sponsored training camps in Afghanistan. Under a German law passed after the September 11 attacks, the government will now dismantle religious groups that undermine democracy or incite violence. The law was enacted in part to preempt any future militant groups from hiding under the cloak of religious freedom. It's a sign that the government here, long a champion of religious freedom, isn't taking any more chances. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.